نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، قال الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى: ومن ترك الصلاة فقد كفر، وليس من الأعمال شيء تركه كفر إلا الصلاة، من تركها فهو كافر، فقد أحل الله قتله. We give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beseech his salat and his salam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman and grant every one of us al-istiqamah wa sabat on the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallama. Insha'Allah, we move on to the point 26 of the foundations of the people of sunnah, the principles of al-sunnah, the foundations that make al-sunnah to be al-sunnah, and the foundations that make Ahlul Bid'ah Ahlul Bid'ah. In this book of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, titled Usul Sunnah, the foundations of Sunnah, where he listed some foundations of Sunnah which to serve as a guidance and a manual for every one of us, for us to be Ahlul Sunnah in reality. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Another foundation of Ahlul Sunnah, he said, whoever that abandons the salat, he has become a disbeliever. He is no more a Muslim. وَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ شَيْءٌ تَرْكُهُ كُفْرٌ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. There is no any act of the actions that its abandonment makes someone to be a disbeliever, except the abandonment of as-salat. مَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Whoever that abandons the salat has become a kafir. وَقَدْ أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ قَبْلَهُ. To the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted the government to take his life for the abandonment of salat. And what Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said in this point of 26 is to establish the importance of salat. The importance of salat, as we all know, that if we are talking of the pillars of Islam, salat is one of them. In fact, it is the second pillar of Islam. That is why in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call our attentions to the observance of salats. In many places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us know that among the epithets, the good qualities, the features of a conscious Muslim is observance of salat. In fact, it is one of those descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Muslims, the believers, he describes them with. In Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lameen, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Verily, this book, Al-Quran, is a guidance for the pious. And who are those pious? الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, those who believe in the unseen. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. And they observe the salat. They are beautiful in their observance of salat. So in many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the importance of salat for us. Even to the level that on a day of judgment, it is what is going to be a means of entrance into the hellfire, to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those who would be in the hellfire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believers will be asking the dwellers of hellfire, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what has led you to be in the fire of saqar? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. It is because we are not part of those who used to observe Salat in the world. So, by all this, it is established that Salat is one of the major issues in Islam. In fact, it is the number one. After the issue of the issue of Iman, the issue of Tawheed. So based on this and some other narrations from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among them, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Jabir Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلْ وَبَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ. In between a man and the disbelief and the polytheism, the line seen in between is تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ, is abandonment of salat. In another narration, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Buraida bin al-Husayb, رضي الله عنه بدي فرس الله عليه وسلم said الأحد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. The difference, the covenant between us and them, what makes us to be Muslims and what makes them to be the non-Muslims is Salat, is the observance of Salat. فَمَنْ تَرَكَ فَقْدَ كَفَرُ. Whoever that abandons the observance of Salat has become a kafir. So there are many narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though, when we talk of abandonment of Salat, there are two forms to it. It is not judged on one lane by the scholars of Islam. Number one, we have what we call the major abandonment. The major abandonment of Salat is when someone denies the existence of salats or denies the obligation of salats, saying, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. There's nothing like salat. I don't believe in it. Or someone that believes there's salat, but the salat is not compulsory. He does not believe in the obligation of salat. He does not believe in wujud of salat. He denies his obligation. Yes, it is a meritorious service, but it's not compulsory. That is why daily prayers. So this one, all the scholars of Islam, all of them without exclusion, agreed that whoever that denies the obligation of salat, such a person has become a kafir, because such a person denies the verses of the Quran, the words of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to the obligation of salat. For instance, Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Allah says, verily, the salat, the five daily prayers, كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. It is an obligation upon every believer, and with its fixed time. So whoever that denies the existence or the obligation of salat has become a kafir, even if he claims himself an Islam, claiming to be a Muslim, claiming to be an imam, claiming to be whatever he chooses to claim to himself, he has become a kafir. He's not a Muslim. Even if the person observes, yes, if he or she observes the five daily prayers, but his observation of it lies on his personal choice, not on the ground of being an obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it an obligation upon every Muslim. So whoever that denies the existence and the obligation of salat has become a kafir. So there's no any scholar that says otherwise. All the scholars of Islam, all of them agreed that وَمَنْ جَحَدَ وَجُوبَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whoever that denies its obligation has become a kafir, has become a non-Muslim. That is one. Then number two is the minor abandonment. Is for someone to abandon the salat. He abandoned it how? Because of his negligence, because of his laziness, after his belief in it that it is compulsory. He believed it is compulsory. He believed is an obligation, and he blames himself. He blames himself. He blames himself. He feels sober, but at the same time, he does not observe it. But he believes that yet it is an obligation, yet it's a compulsory act of worship upon every Muslim. So whoever that believes in the obligation of salat, but out of negligence and laziness, he does not observe the salat, but he believes in his obligation. So what will be the ruling of him? The scholars of Islam are divided into two, or into even more than two. It is a point of controversy among the scholars. Some believe that yes, so far he does not even observe it. How do we establish his obligation, his belief in his obligation? He does not observe the salat. The because observing it, it is part of your it is part of the expression to show that you believe in it, you believe in its obligation. So when you believe in its obligation, at the same time you don't observe it, then we have some scholars who believe that such a person also is a kafir. And this is the point where Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was establishing in this book of Usul Sunnah. He's establishing that whoever that does not observe the Salat, the five daily prayers, even though he believes in his obligation, such a person has become a kafir. Not the case of the major abandonment, someone who does not believe in his obligation. This person believes in his obligation, but he doesn't observe it. He doesn't observe it. So that is the point we Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was trying to establish. That is why he said, وَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ شَيْهُمْ تَرْكُهُ كُفْرٌ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. There's nothing of the actions of the body. There's nothing of the actions of the body, the actions of the extremists, that its abandonment will make someone to become a kafir except salat. We all believe that salat is part of iman, just like zakat, just like birrul walidain, kindness to one's parents, just like being good to people, and so on and so forth. All these, they constitute what we know to be al-iman in Islam. They are part of those components of al-iman. So, salat is one of them. Yes, even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word al-iman for salat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to turn towards the Al-Kaaba, Al-Kaaba Al-Musharrafa, while observing Salat, instead of where they used to face Al-Baytul Maqdis before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to face Makkah, to face Al-Kaaba as a Qibla, for as a condition for observing Salat anytime, anywhere. So, whereas we have some Sahaba, Ridwanullah alayhim, who died before this amendment, before the amendment came up, they observed the Salat towards Baytul Maqdis. So, those who were still alive among the Sahaba, they became so unhappy because of those who did not have the opportunity, who did not have the opportunity to face the Kaaba, and they already died. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will not waste your iman. What is that iman there? That iman there is the salat. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will not waste your effort of the observance of the salat that you've observed facing Baytul Maqdis. So we can see that in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word iman for salat. So salat is iman. And not only salat, every act in Islam, meritorious acts, they constitute what you call al-iman in Islam. So al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala said, there's nothing among the actions of the extremists that is abandonment can make someone to be a kafir. That is, its abandonment will only make someone to be a sinner. Yes, it may be punishable or non-punishable sin, but at least you will become a sinner. So there is no any act of abstinence, part of the body services, that will make someone to become a kafir. If one abandons such an act, except the salat. So we can see. So what he's saying is that he's establishing his own position on someone who refuses to observe salat due to his negligence or due to his laziness. So laziness and negligence, to Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, is not an excuse for someone not to observe salat. So whoever that is negligence, is laziness, has made him to abandon salat, then such a person has become a kafir. This is what Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said. Whereas we have some other scholars, those who believe that if he does not, if he does not observe it, after his belief in his obligation, he does not observe it, then he's still a Muslim. He's still a Muslim. So, though this opinion may be difficult for someone to hold, because someone who is 50 years of age, and since he has become baligh, matured, he has never observed the salat in his life, and he's telling everyone that, yes, I've never observed it. At the same time, I believe in his obligation. I believe that, yes, salat is what is an obligatory act of worship in Islam, but I've never observed it in my life. So how do you justify his intention? How do you justify his belief in his obligation? At least, if it is someone that observes it, not always, not punctual, once in a while, once in a blue moon, maybe once in a week, or one out of five, or once in a year. So we can say that it is easy for us to say that, yes, he believes the obligation of salat, though he's negligent and he's lazy to be punctual in his observance of salat. So that is why we have some scholars who held the opinion that at least we can pinpoint in his life that at least he has observed it before. At least he observes this once in a month or once in a year. So Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, in his own opinion, he believed that whoever that we can see, yes, just observe it. Because that as-salat in that hadith, al-a'adu baynana wa baynahum wa bayna al-mushrikeen wa bayna al-shirk wal-kufr as-salah. That as-salat here is as-salat al-mahruda. That is the salat that came with the foundations of Islam. The salat that came with the pillars of Islam, at least. So one should be able to be described. We should be able to describe him with it. If it is not even punctual, at least it has to be what? Certainly not at, because I know 3 years ago he joined us to observe salat. I saw him observe it 10 years ago. So you can say, but for someone to say he has never observed the salat, and at the same time he's claiming that he believes in his obligation, and since he has become baligh, he has never observed it. So it will be difficult for someone to establish Islam for such a person. Yes, we have some scholars also who believe that so far he says he believes in the obligation of salat. He has faith in salat. He believes in his obligation, but only that he is negligent and lazy to observe it. And that makes him not to have observed it just once in his lifetime. Some scholars will still establish iman for him. They will still establish iman for him. That he is a Muslim, naqisu al-iman. He is a Muslim, though for him not to have observed it, to have abandoned it, then will reduce his level of iman and is a punishable offense. This is the opinion of Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, is an opinion to him, whoever that abandons one salat, only one. Not the one that he abandons completely. No. Just for that day. For that day. Like someone who does not observe salat al-Asri till its time passes on or passes away. Then, so such a person is not a Muslim. And there's hadith on that. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله وحبط عمله وأهله. Whoever that abandons صلاة العصر till the time of صلاة العصر passes away. Then such a person has destroyed all his righteousness, all his good services, and it has destroyed his own family at the same time. So this is a knockout for Mudirul Markaz, who claimed in one of the sittings that Salat has no time. That is, the five daily prayers, they do not have fixed time. That the time of it is when you wake up from the Salat. When you wake up for Salat, like Salat is the Fajr, no time, so you can sleep as much as you want, and nobody is expected to wake you, and you yourself, you are not expected to gain your consciousness at any time. Just when you wake up, observe it. So you don't need to be conscious of time, because there's not any fixed time to Salat. This is what Mudirul Markaz said. He said it, and everyone of us could hear it from him. And this is rubbish and nonsense. Yes, it's a way to call people to abandonment of Salat. It's a way to misguidance. Wallahi. Every Salat has its time. It has its fixed time. Every Salat has its fixed time. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Verily, Salat, the five daily prayers, Salat al-Fajr, Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Dhuhr, Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Maghrib, Salat al-Isha. Every one of them has its fixed time. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. كتابا means an obligation. موقوتا means with fixed time. أقيم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. In short, الروم الله سبحانه وتعالى says, أقيم الصلاة, observe the صلاة, the five daily prayers. When the sun shifts from the zenith, that is dalku, or duluk, when the sun shifts from the zenith, you know, it is time to show, to for us to know that, yes, Zuri has entered. And when Zuri enters, there's no any period interval between Zuri and Asri. And that is why, in some cases, you could bring your Asri to the time of Zuhr, and you observe the two together. And at the same time, you can still transfer your Zuhr to the time of Asri, where you observe the two together. So the emergence, the appearance of the time of Zuhr points to the time of Asri as well. That is the Duluk Shamsi. Wagasaki Layl. Gasaki Layl is when the sun sets. And when the sun sets, it's a time for us to know that Yes, Salat al-Maghrib is due to observe, is due to be observed. Then, when the twilight disappeared, you observe Salat al-Isha. So the time of Salat, and that is why there is no any period interval between Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha. So when Salat al-Maghrib enters, it shows that Salat al-Isha also has entered. Though we have to observe Salat al-Isha in its time, and in some occasions, it is possible in Sharia to transfer, to bring down your Salat al-Isha to observe it in the time of Salat al-Maghrib. I can do the same thing by transferring the Salat al-Maghrib to the time of Salat al-Isha, where you observe the two together, which cannot be done in any other kind of other Salat. You cannot bring your Zuhr to Maghrib, as you cannot bring your Isha to Asr, as you cannot transfer your Isha to Fajr. No, you cannot do that. No any condition. No any condition. It's not allowed. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ The Allah says, Qur'an al-Fajr, the reading in the Fajr time, talking about Salat al-Fajr, the one we just observed, the Salat al-Subhi. So even in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the sixth time for every five daily prayers. Yes, that is one. Let alone to talk of what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us of so much explanations on that. There's no any book of hadith except you come across the narrations, the actions, the verbal statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam establishing the time of five daily prayers. You may come across it with the terms Babu Ukutu As-Salawat, or Babu Awukutu Salawat, Babu Mikutu As-Salawat. These are the three terms that the scholars of fiqh, of hadith, normally use to express the chapters on the times of five daily prayers. So, and when you go into books of fiqh, you come across the same thing. For someone to now say that the five daily prayers do not have fixed time, but fixed times of salat, that person is talking out of abnormality, is talking out of loss of consciousness, because it has nothing to do with knowledge whatsoever. So five daily prayers, as they have their own salat, and they have their own fixed times, as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and as explained by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these are buttresses the points, buttresses the importance of salat. How, what is the stage, the status of salat in Islam? And that is the reason why, as Muslims, you have to be conscious of it. There's nothing that should bar you from observing it. There's nothing that should disrupt you from observing your five daily prayers, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing, in any condition you may find yourself. So far, the sanity, the senses are still there. If the sanity is no more there, then you have been excused. But so far the sanity is there, no excuse for anyone. You have to observe it. As much as you are able. If you cannot observe it in the standing position, as it is the basis, if it is lying down on the bed, it will be convenient for you to observe it at this time, do that. If it is sitting position, we make it possible for you to observe it at this time, do that. Yes, even someone who is sick, may Allah increase our health, the sick people, some people do make mistakes. When they're sick for 2-3 months, or less than that or more than that. They'll be giving you excuse of sickness that has made them not to observe the Salat for those days. This is nonsense. It shows your lack of the knowledge of Islam, proper knowledge of Islam. Yes, Islam has made it that you observe the Salat as your own convenient position. You may be in the bus traveling out of the city, out of the state, or you are in the aeroplane, the aircraft, any form of aircraft you are inside, leaving the country, wherever you are. When it's time for you to observe it, you observe it as you are convenient to do that. If it is to sit, you sit down. If it is your own standing position, without bending, without prostrating, do it. There is no any excuse for someone who does not observe the Salat in its fixed time. Every one of the 5-day prayers has its fixed time. It has its fixed time. Look at the names. The names come with their times. So it is not something that it is your own personal choice to decide when you are going to observe it. As the Mudiru of Agege has expressed that, no, it is not your own convenient time. You observe it the way, the manner, the time, and the format that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught us. That is why he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Observe the Salat as you've seen me observe it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman. It is part of your Muslimness, your Islam, to observe 5 daily prayers. And it is a sign of your non-Muslimness if you don't observe 5 daily prayers. You don't observe it at all. Yes, you may join us to fast. There are some people like that, they call themselves Muslims. They've never observed Salat, but they fast in the month of Ramadan. This is also a waste product, because the condition of Salat is stronger than the condition of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. We don't have any evidence that a Muslim who is conscious, who abandons fasting in the month of Ramadan, though he believes in his obligation, that he has become a Kafir. No, he's still a Muslim. So far, he does not deny his obligation. He's still a Muslim. If he denies the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, then he has taken himself out of the fold of Islam. But if he establishes the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, but he has never fasted one day, yes, he's still a Muslim, but he's a sinner, not personal iman. His iman is not perfect, it's not good enough, then he is under the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see it now. But in the case of Salat, no. In the case of Salat, for someone who is age 30, age 40, age 25, claiming to be a Muslim, and since he has been born, he had never observed the Salat for once, not even for one day. One of those Salat, you have never observed, only one like this. How do you establish that is, yes, what is truly he believes in its obligation? Because we have a group called Murjia. The Murjia eat under this notion to say, yes, if one observes, it does not increase his iman. And if one does not observe it, it does not decrease its iman. So then, you that will observe it, you observe it. Why? Because you see it as an act of worship, and that does not hurt your iman. And he that does not observe it, yes, because if he does not observe it, there is no any case in it. There's no any kiss in it. It has no connection with iman. This is the notion of the Murji'is. And that notion is grievous. Yes, it's grievous and also destructive. A Muslim should not believe that those who observe salats, or they should not believe that salat has no any connection with iman. It is part of iman. It is part of iman. Yes, you cannot separate salat from iman. In fact, salat is iman. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls salat iman in that verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah that we cited earlier on. So this opinion of the Murji'ah is a misguided opinion, an opinion that can take someone away after the fold of Islam. So as Muslims, you have to believe in the obligation of salat, the five daily prayers. As Muslims, you have to observe the salat at their fixed times. As Muslims, you have to observe the salat at any condition, any moment, any time, any place you find the salat. Yes, do not abandon the salat at their times. Doing that is grievous punishment in Islam. And as a Muslim man, you have to come to the masjid, to the mosque, to observe your five daily prayers. You have to go to the mosque to observe your five daily prayers. It is compulsory. Though if one does not, he chooses to pray at home. Yes, he's a Muslim. But what he's doing is punishable. Yes, under the Sharia, government can beat the hell out of him for abandoning Salatul Jama'ah congregation prayer. As Allah has even given the government the opportunity to take the life of any Muslim who abandons the Salat in totality. It is one of the rights of the government to excommunicate whoever that goes against the major intentions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the right of individual, the father, the guardian, the teacher, to do that. It is the right of the government. You know, we normally say that government has a level of rights or a set of rights to excommunicate, to take the lives of some people. One of them is someone that kills another person. It is the right of the government to take his life back, except the family of the killed one, the murdered one, forgive him. That is one. Then two, also among them is someone who abandoned the salat in Islamic country, Islamic state. It is one of those people that government, Allah has given the government the opportunity to excommunicate them, to take their lives. That's which will be done by the government. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman. Inshallah, we continue next week from where we stopped to take the point 27 in the book of Usul al-Sunnah by Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman and grant everyone of us the steadfastness on Islam, on the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.